Thank you for calling Windset Capital Corporation.
What's up, Grant?
Oh, not much. I'm just so thankful it's Friday.
Yes, sir. If only they could all be Saturday.
Right? But they're not.
Everyone always says this to me, man, I'm so happy it's Friday. If every day could be Friday, it's like, then you'd still be working. Yeah, it might as well be Monday.
Might as well.
Yeah, like, you might as well have a Monday.
Exactly.
Our max is still, no matter how many companies, our exposure follows our guarantors. So it would always stick with that 100,000, yeah.
No, 150,000, right?
150, yeah, I'm sorry, you guys have that program. Yep.
Yeah, that's... I can still work. Wish it was more. I'll just kind of explain to you the situation at hand. We have a restaurant with franchises nationwide. So there's the holding company and then separate entities with separate FEINs for each region. For example, there's the Houston region. They have several restaurants in Houston. So then there's the Houston bank statements that all flow through to there. And we're trying to fund the regions. The issue arises in the fact that we wouldn't be able to gather tax returns or financials for the regional entities. All of the regional entities flow through to the holding company, so all we have is the tax return and financials for that holding company. So you wouldn't be able to get at the detail for the regions, and I'm wondering if that's something that would hold up funding.
So, I've seen something like this recently, as in the end of last week as well, and we were able to move ahead because the funds are all dumped into that mothership corporation, correct?
Nope. We're trying to fund the regions. We're trying to put money into the bank account for the regions. We're trying to do, you know, each region if possible.
The main corporation is the one filing the tax return, right? Not the individual locations, isn't that correct?
Correct.
It's an LLC, right?
I think so. I'm almost positive, but I can confirm with you in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah, the LLC is...
Where are you? Maybe you've heard of the restaurant. It's called Grimaldi's Pizza.
No.
Man, there's a few in New York, but there's tons of pizza in New York. It's a corporation.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that could be a problem. And I always say that. Give me a second here. I'll tell you why I say that. Let me get this. Yeah, so the rule I'm aware of that can do that, Grant, is an LLC, and I have it here. If your individual LLC is not selected to be treated as an S-Corp and then simply an LLC for a liability reason, this is, again, assuming you have multiple corporations like you're talking about, then the IRS considers them completely disregarded entities, and then individually they should file nothing for tax purposes. All income and expenses need to be rolled up and reported as the summary figures for whatever the parent company is, as 100% owner, but that's only to an LLC.
No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear money's just going to be flowing to this guy, but apparently I'm not going to get to hear that today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not a tax expert. I had this issue come up, and I sent it to a guy we've got who's CPA, mm-hmm. and he's the one that said, yeah, it's very common if it's a LLC. Let me take a look. I sent him the return. He's like, yeah. Then he provided me that other, what I just read you. So it is specific to just LLC.
That's no good. I just checked their tax return. It is an S Corp.
Yeah. So even there you read, even if your individual LLC is not selected to be treated as an S-Corp, but it's an LLC, and are simply LLCs for liability reasons, the IRS would completely disregard the entity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to shoot it over to me and kind of do a write-up, I'll send it over to him and say, hey, does this make any sense? Is this plausible, or are we going to have an issue?
But as long as credit isn't pulled, then I think I'd be
happy.
I'm
just talking the tax return. The tax return only.
I'm not sure how full it is. Like, if I'm trying to see if it breaks down all the different other entities down below, if we have that page, like, saying, because it's closed.
Yeah, I would need the entire tax return. I couldn't even have them review it unless I had it all.
Yeah, because it's like, there's Cold Brick Oven Pizza, which is the holding company, and DBA Grimaldi's Inc., and then there's, like, all the other entities are then broken down as Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Arizona, Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Nevada, and then that's where the different FEINs start popping up for each region, so.
Yeah, I always get confused. Like, to me, it just doesn't understand how you've got a completely separate corporation, a separate entity, because you have a separate tax ID number. How do you not have a separate tax return? Like, I just don't
understand.
That's
why it's been dying so often.
Okay.
A BFS case.
Yeah, so
$2 million
you sent
this.
You sent to other guys, and they were just like, we can't do it.
Well, On Deck looks like they can do it, because their funding requirements are nothing. They don't even ask for a tax return. But the customers gave us a mild ultimatum. They're like, look, we need $1 million in approvals and, you know, need to have those at least pre-approved and see that, and then we'll move forward with you. And we got
Well, we couldn't do it anyway then, because the way that they're going to want the money, even if we accepted that tax return, because it's being filed under that, I'll call it the parent company, right? The tax return is only under that holding company.
Uh-huh.
Then our UCC would put us in like a fifth, sixth, seventh position.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Because
even if the UCC wasn't filed?
Well, we file a UCC. So knowing that they're going to take other loans, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing we would do on that
one. I wonder if On Deck's filing a UCC, because those would be one of the groups we're trying to fund with.
Well, I hear a lot of guys are only filing them now when the guy goes bad. But again, knowing they're going to need $1 million, we're not touching that.
Okay.
Or any number near that. I mean, it's just it's unrealistic because we know no matter what, they're going to have other positions.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to call and be up front as possible with you guys. Well, I'm hoping I can bring some good news to my sales manager, but it sounds like this isn't something Winston would be interested in ultimately.
Just not a fit for us. No.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine with me. I'm just going to keep on calling other entities and see if we can nail this one down, because it's a big company.
Right.
They make like $78 million in 2014. It's like, well, I'm like drooling to get it done, but, you know, if it can't get done, it can't get done.
I understand.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Paul. If I don't talk to you after this, you have a great weekend.
You do the very same, man. Take care. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Bye for now.
All right. Bye.